We need a song.
We need a jingle.
We need a song.
But I always like when we have a special guest and we wait to reveal.
Okay. Hey.
Like
I'm
right now.
I'm excited today.
And don't tell him why.
Oh, yeah, I am too.
You're going to tell him why? Because Martin's here.
Well, hey, yeah, but Martin's got somebody that's really, really special here today.
Who's with him, son?
And that's Ms. Brittany, his wife. Okay, and not only that, and there are two soon-to-be new boys that they're going to have.
Whoa, you went ahead and ripped that band-aid off.
Hey. It's supposed to be a reveal.
Well, hey, I revealed it.
Si.
Okay, and that's why I told you I was excited. Okay, and that with that, I'm going to start it off with a question. Okay, I know he's having a blast, okay, because that's all he talks about. Okay, but you, how is mom doing with the situation we've got?
It's hard.
Oh, mom.
Babies.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable to sleep. It's very uncomfortable to do anything. He had to help me tie my shoes this morning.
There you go, Martin. Dad of the year.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I've got 37 years of practice of life with a belly. She doesn't.
She ain't got it.
I've got it figured out. I know how to cheat the system to get shoes tied and you know, pick up a bottle that you drop off the floor. I've been leaning on things for a long time, so I'm trying to teach her the art of bending over with a prop. Like I say, first you got to get a good solid base for the one hand.
Spread your legs a little bit where you
have to actually.
No,
though.
No, distribute the weight.
You
okay,
too.
No. I understand what she's saying. Okay, because my wife. Okay, when I gained this here. Oh, I walked around just, it was amazing. It's new. I've never had a belly before.
It's aggressive.
She said, well, you get your hands off your belly. And it's I said, I can't aggressive. Help it, baby. I didn't have it for 50 years for crying out loud. So I understand where she's coming from. It's a new experience.
You understand what it's like to have two human
beings? Well, no, I don't that. But okay. I do in a way because when I... Because
you got that little pot belly
I sit at a table, especially when I'm at Stone's house, and I make a pig of myself on his... at whatever he cooks because it's so good. Okay? And then like somebody, I can't get comfortable the rest of the night because I'm miserable because I ate too much.
You're tossing, you're turning.
Yeah. I'm sitting there and, you know...
And those ribs come back to
life. Oh, no, yeah. And yeah. But the other night he cooked them, and I've got to tell him, whatever you put on them the other night, that's what you do when you serve me ribs. Because normally I fight them all night long. Well, that the only thing I was worried about is I ate too much. And I knew it because I went back. He had baked beans that he put candy jalapenos in, and it had some heat.
You can't be talking about all this food with a pregnant woman in
Well,
it.
No, but hey, I'm telling you.
We'll be down to three
well,
in
I
here
understand
real quick.
What she's talking about. Well, you can't get comfortable.
Yeah.
And then she's got the serious problem is, okay, is she keeps running out of clothes that actually fit.
Oh, she done moved into my side of the
closet. No, because she had to stand up while the going was going.
It's so tight. Everything's so tight.
Allison started wearing my clothes on number three. She's like, whatever, I'm done.
He comes into the room and I'm just in his drawers.
Yeah. I come home the other day from Academy. I was like, hey, I found some t-shirts, but they were like, buy one, get one half off. So I got you one too. I threw it to her and she said, oh man, this is nice. What size is this, a large? I said,
Nope.
She said, oh, extra large? I said,
nope.
No. I said, it's a double. And it fit.
It was snug. it didn't just fit. It
you
was
need to buy her,
snug.
You need to buy her a pair of overalls. She's from Tennessee, crying out loud. Nope. Hey, buy her, triple X or quattro X. Okay, that way she's got room for the babies to grow.
He's the only man in America that can look at a woman and say, you need a 4X, and she laugh about
4X?
it.
4X overalls, mind you.
Yeah.
And she's actually thinking, sounds kind of nice.
It sounds a little roomy, I'm not going to lie.
It'll never work because she has to TT too much.
This is going to be our longest episode ever due to breaks.
If you had two boys kicking on your bladder... Yeah, you'd have to TT too.
I feel like we really glanced over Oh, very important part of this whole thing. Right.
That we went from
boy and girl. We've been telling everybody.
Well, hey,
boy and girl.
Well, I found out y'all didn't finish it yesterday on yesterday's podcast.
On last podcast, you made mention of me and Martin giggled.
Yeah, we looked at each other and laughed. Yeah. But we have, in fact, two
well,
boys.
Well, the cat has been let out of the bag, boys. The cat?
We got two boys. This is baby B.
They're definitely boys.
If you're curious on how you know if you're a boy or not.
Hey, this is made in America. It's a flagpole. Hey, we're proud, boys.
Oh, boy.
Y'all going to make me pee too quick.
do we know which one?
And here's baby A, which is also, you see, has the same characteristics right here in between both legs.
Biology with Justin Martin. Yeah. Here we are.
That's what it is.
Hey, look, he's a biologist.
Do we know which one they thought was a girl?
A.
So all of baby A's life, I'm going to get to say,
well, he was
we thought
shy.
You were a girl for a few weeks.
Every day. Hold on.
Baby A was shy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was, it was always thought that A was the girl.
Actually shy, though, because he's facing towards my spot. We couldn't get a picture of his face yesterday.
He won't get
yesterday.
His picture took. He kind of like me.
Well, I tell you, he's shy. Yeah. Well, how would you like somebody bring a camera in your living room?
So we got an introvert. Okay.
You did it for a few years.
Yeah. We got an introvert. Yeah, no kidding. We got an introvert that faces the other way. That'd be him. That's the only good one you get of him. And then we got his mama, who ain't ever been shy for the camera. Of course, you know, if you look like this.
Oh,
here we go.
Very easy to want to be on the camera and in the life at a party. If you look like this.
Now he's pointing back at himself, listeners.
You generally slide off to the corner. So that's just what I do.
If you got it, flown it.
That's exactly right.
Si's been doing it his whole life. It was that strut.
I love me a full-figured man.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Full-figured.
That's obvious.
Body positive, if you will. But, I'd appreciate just judging from these early pictures. Si, you not telling these boys if they got it, flown it, because that could get me in trouble.
Well, now we know it's them old Martin boys.
It's the Martin boys, which is a really cool thing. You know, here, it was the day after Father's Day is when we had the scan, and it was just kind of cool to, my dad was a boy twin. So on the day after Father's Day to find out that we're actually having boy twins, it was just kind of a surreal feeling. You know?
That's a pretty cool deal.
I think she'll tell you. It's kind of weird. There was a weird feeling too because you lost a daughter. You didn't lose a daughter. You just you gained a son. But you climb these mental gymnastics of me, you're gonna be a girl dad and a boy dad. And so trying to figure out how to parent a girl, you're head first in it right now.
They're different, man. I don't get them.
Yeah, you're head first in it. Si's done. Oh, yeah. And so, but to then, so you climb that hurdle in your head, preparing for it, and then you realize that hurdle wasn't to be climbed after all. So, you know, it's very thankful. Both of these boys are healthy, measuring well. Testing is all showing everything's fine. She's fine. She's healthy. So no complaints. It was just kind of a weird feeling to go from one and one to two boys.
That's got
to
be weird.
Strange deal. So
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can I come to your next ultrasound?
Yeah, it's a surprise every time.
Oh, no.
Just in case there's a third one hiding.
Well, look.
And it's triplets.
You bite your tongue.
Yeah, you bite your tongue. And let's take our first break, and then we'll go through our ultrasound journey. Let's do that.
It's a magic show, boys.
Like a blast. I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award, as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to three of those."
For real?
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing. We're
but
not
she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie and Whoa, That's Good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind and Whoa, That's Good. That's klovefanawards.com.
I've always wanted to know, like, twin boys that had a good last name. That way you could call them old Martin boys.
You got yourself.
Up to no good.
It does have a nice ring to it.
Them old Martin boys.
And here's what I'm going to tell y'all both right now. If at any point they are under y'all's control, guidance, or y'all are in the same place and you see them acting foolish, you have full permission to swift correction of behavior.
Swift?
Hey, look. I grew up that way. Our neighborhood was that way.
Yeah.
If you acted a fool in the neighborhood.
The neighborhood's in.
Hey, the neighborhood would whoop your butt.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And hey, the first thing they'd do, they'd either walk to the house or call and say, hey, I'm sending him home and I just tore his tail up.
Mm-hmm. So just so
y'all
know.
A fool.
Just so you know, you ain't even got to make that phone call. Yeah. Do what you got to do, and I'll let them tell me why they got that voice.
Oh, I got I had something happen to me in church. One day.
Oh, we're in
okay. Trouble. No, yeah. Okay. This kid comes over and he was beating on his younger brother. So I told him, I said, hey, stop it. Well, he spit on me.
Uh-oh.
And look, there was no thought process in it.
You just.
No. I lifted him up by his hair.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm serious.
It was a
joke. And as soon as I did it, after I done it, I said, oh, you idiot. Me and the husband fixing to go fisticuffs because he's a hothead.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went to the mom. I said, hey, where's dad? Yeah. And she said, oh, he didn't come today. And I said, well, you better be real careful when you tell him this. I said, your son just spit in my face. And I said, ma'am, it was no thought involved. It was reflex. I said, I had him just swinging by his hair. You know? And I said, so, hey, tell your husband that I apologize. That I said, but it wasn't no thought involved. That's the nicest thing in my human, in my mind that another human being can do.
Mm. Spit on you?
Yeah, spit on you.
Yeah.
That's it's disrespect.
So I just, you know, but evidently she must have told him good because he met me at church and he said, next time, tear his butt up after you set him back down on the ground.
But set him down first?
Yeah,
set him down.
Yeah, set him down first.
Yeah.
Don't leave him swinging.
Si look like that old boy on Stranger Things, just picking people up by the head, man. Just
no,
just holding them up there
and I'm serious. You know, I just, ooh, no.
All
right. Anyway.
I want the ultrasound. I loved ultrasounds. Well, for the first one, those were all scary. But the next two is always fun to make jokes, and the ultrasound techs are always super nice.
Yeah.
But y'all get surprises every time.
Every time.
Go ahead. I'll let you tell it, babe.
Every single time, it's a surprise.
What was the first one?
Well, our first ultrasound went swimmingly. We just had one child, one heartbeat. Perfect. It was great. The second ultrasound.
That's crazy.
Which, by the way,
yeah.
On this first one, to the ladies that are listening, my hat's off to you.
Oh, he.
Because what they did in there so fast made my head spin. I had no idea that went on.
I had to comfort him.
Oh, it's the worst. I mean, I know Stone likes to go to the gynecologist for stuff, but I don't like that place.
It was bizarre.
Like, I just make jokes in the corner to.
I've always heard.
Just to make myself feel better.
Exactly. And I've always heard, you know, the women talk, and they're like, oh, yeah, you always have to scoot to the end of the table, blah, blah, blah.
All the way
down. No. They're hanging off that thing, one, off the table.
Like
their legs is up in the air.
Like skinning a deer.
And then she come in there with this machine and did something so fast, I was like, whoa.
Hey.
Time out.
Easy.
Like.
I'm so glad he was sitting down because I looked over at him and he was not okay.
He was white. He turned bright.
Oh, no. That's the reason I never done that.
You never went?
No, I'd have been on the floor. Because, hey, my daughter.
No, they got chairs.
Yeah. No. My daughter had to have her, had a cyst come up on her leg and had to lance it. And when they did that, the nurse grabbed me. She said, "You fix pass out. You weigh the goats." You know?
That's why we're the ones that have the babies.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Amen.
Hey, human race would be extinct.
Amen and amen.
Okay. If it wasn't for the woman.
Amen. So that was, our first one, pretty normal. We're like, we kind of high-five because there's only one.
Yeah.
Because I came from twins.
Yeah.
Or my dad was a twin. So, like, when you get to one, you're like, we dodged a bullet. Now let's get this one here healthy and happy. Appointment two, go, dear.
Yeah.
Appointment two is a fun one.
Yeah.
She asked me, she said, "Did I have a hard time scanning you last time?" And I was like, "Yeah, it was a little bit." She had to... That's why he was kind of freaking out.
Finagle.
She had to get in there.
Had to search.
She really had to search. And we were super early, too, though, because we had found out kind of early.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she said, "Well, the reason is you have two babies in there." And when I tell you, my whole body started shaking for 30 minutes and it didn't stop.
I've seen the video.
Yeah, I have that video. We can maybe put that in here somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
So, last time you were here...
My uterus is weird.
Hold on a minute. Did I have trouble scanning you last time?
Yeah. It's like to the right.
Well, you got two babies. And maybe that's why we were having a tough time.
I freaking told you.
You see, there's two babies in there. That's why we had a hard time scanning you last time, because we couldn't see everything we needed to see.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I'm going to stop her.
So
no, that's totally just
instant sweat. Like, I just instantly started sweating.
And you was actually, it was uncontrollable.
I literally had no. Yeah. She actually tried to draw blood later, and I was.
It scared her probably.
So if you thought the first one I was going to pass out on, I looked at that screen and saw two faces looking at me.
Now you're a father of two.
I had to. Well, that's when I said. I think on video I said I got to stop recording now. It wasn't for any other reason. I couldn't hold on to nothing. Like, I needed to sit my phone down because I needed to brace. Like, you go from Martin Party of Three to Martin Party of Four that quick.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
it's a lot.
This is a big change.
Yeah, mega change.
Yeah.
Mega. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen your eyes open quite that wide before. Ever.
Well, that'll do it to you.
That'll do it.
Folks at home, that'll do it to you. So that's appointment two. Actually, appointment three was pretty low key.
For once.
Yeah, it was really just a status check. The babies were fine.
Everybody's happy. Everybody's healthy.
Everything's good.
Boy and girl still.
Yeah.
In fact, it was still, I had at the fifth appointment, which was on the second of this month, still a boy and girl.
Everything's fine. And we were told a boy and girl because they did the blood test, the genetic testing and all that. We didn't do, there's a lot of people have weird things about genetic testing. We did it to prepare ourselves. It was never a case of like, well, if they're got this, then we're going to abort. No, that was never.
Oh, yeah.
It was just for self-awareness and preparation, really.
Like, yeah, we had to do that with Carter. Like, they were like, you got to do this.
Yeah.
You have to prepare yourself.
So, but with the result of that came back some Y chromosomes. So, hey, we got a boy. We got a boy and a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, everything's cool. We're fired up. We're like, yeah, man, that's awesome. That's great. You know, and then
yesterday,
fast forward to yesterday.
Yeah, I think
so. I wasn't present.
He wasn't with me.
Her mom.
Her mom was in town.
That's a great thing.
So mom went with her.
Mom wanted to go.
Hey,
thank goodness, because I needed her for that.
Yeah. So that was good.
Yeah.
And I got a text message that said,
"I'm sorry.
Hey, change the plans."
You got in a text?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
I got.
I did scare him.
It scared me to death.
Oh no!
I got a text.
Ooh. That said, "We need to talk."
I worded it wrong.
That basically said, "We got to talk."
Oh no! And Brittany, you got to.
I know. Well, shame on me. That was my bad.
It happens. I've
suffered from it. It was poor presentation.
Poor presentation.
It was
poor presentation.
Agreed.
So as soon as I got that text,
you jumped out and walked out. Yeah. And
he called me immediately.
Oh yeah.
I was on the phone with a buddy of mine, with Wheeler, talking about some stuff, and I said, bro, I'll call you back. Bonk.
Bonk.
I didn't even give him time to acknowledge the fact that I said, I'll call you back. I'll call you back. Bonk. And I called her, and she's like, no, everything's fine. Like, the babies are fine. There's just something I need to tell you. And I was like, no.
Nope.
You wouldn't let me off the phone.
Yeah. I was like, no. And then she's like, we're having two boys.
Them old Martin boys.
And I was like, oh, my. Okay.
Return the pink onesie. That's
well, we didn't have anything pink, really. So
we had one thing.
We had a little hair bow. Well, that's a little headband hair bow thing.
Which I'm not going to lie, was me and my hormones was a little tough to, let go of yesterday.
So, yeah, long story short, I mean, that's kind of a whole segment, but long story short, we're really looking forward to the next appointment.
I'm coming. Tell your mom she's out. Martin's not going. I'm there. I love
honestly,
surprises.
John David, you can take my place.
Nope.
Done.
I'm out. Never mind. You can do it yourself.
So, yeah, I don't know what else we can find out. But
I think at this point we're just growing.
Yeah. You know, so.
Let's hope.
You're over halfway there.
I said earlier today, I told somebody, I don't even remember who I told. I said, let me tell you what I figured out about early appointments at an OB. They're just like a fart. They cannot be trusted.
In the least bit.
And that's where I'm going to leave it. Let's take another break. We'll be back right after.
I like your description.
We had to take a longer break than normal.
First TT break of the day. So that's
y'all great. Should travel somewhere. Like,
we did.
Drive really
we
far.
Went to the beach.
Oh, how many stops was that?
No.
She did really well.
Road warrior.
She did good. Now, she was borderline dehydrated when we got there.
That was also a thing. Yes.
Yeah, that, so.
Oh,
she,
man.
But she prepared well, and yeah, we only had to stop once to TT, so.
Oh, that's impressive.
But when she got there, she drank like a camel, and she was up all night TTing.
Just
to get back to neutral,
times.
You know.
Back to
No, but she was a very good team player because she knows I hate stopping.
Are you good at being pregnant?
You know.
Or do you know yet?
I don't really know yet. I feel like I'm not very good at being pregnant. But
you seem happy and
he
bubbly.
He tells me I'm doing great. So.
Well, how can you not be doing great? You got two kids.
My wife is terrible at being pregnant.
You got two kids inside of you that are tracking right and perfectly healthy. You're killing it. Like.
I just said, like, are you like happy? Like, you know,
oh, yeah.
Some of them psychopaths like work out and go on jogs when they're pregnant.
She started there.
And then I didn't.
Then you dialed that back?
Yeah. We came back.
That's fine. Everybody. I used to drive me crazy when Allison was pregnant. People telling her what to do. I'm like, hey, just call. She's going to do what she's going to do, and you do what you do. And
yeah.
Everybody's
that was one of them choices. And talking about, nope, I'm revoking it.
No, I would say she's done very well. She has stayed active. I mean, she push mowed the yard not long ago.
Girl.
So, sure did.
So, yeah, I mean, I would think I would describe it as thriving.
Thriving.
Pregnancy. Oh, yeah. I mean, and we're living in a remodel for crying out loud.
Has that been fun?
It's been terrific.
Look at her lying. This is a podcast, ma'am. You can't lie. That's
yeah, I'm terrible at lying. I hate it. It's horrible.
Everybody hates it, but it's always worth it.
It is going to be worth it.
A woman's always got a glow.
Wait.
What?
A glow about her.
You said wait.
Sorry, I just thought of something, but then now he's talking about her glow. Aww. And you are glowing.
Oh,
thank you.
You are.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just thought of something.
Sure. And my question was answered. Y'all are having a blast. And I'm so happy for you.
Aww. It is fun. It is. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of stress that we put on ourselves with the remodel, but.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we decided when we were talking about that. With one, we probably could have just kind of grinned and bore through it and, like, you know, we'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah,
like,
but with two,
it's
like, wow.
It was a game changer.
With two, we waved red flags and said,
oh, no,
nope, we got to go now. Like, oh, yeah. So we got to figure it out.
So that's my question. Was any of this remodel based on boy-girl? But now it's two boys, so they can have bunk beds and stuff.
He's so excited about bunk beds.
Bunk beds rule. Right. We got bunk beds.
I tell you, hear a thud in the middle of the night.
No, that's fine. I've fallen off.
That was me. I was that thud in the middle of the night.
You fall off the bed a lot?
Because your girl, your tall girl over here, had the top bunk every time.
Yeah.
So y'all are going to do bunk beds?
Eventually, yeah. That's going to be awesome.
My boys got bunk beds. It's the best.
Because bunk beds is what you had at the camp. Yeah. Like, so now you get to bring part of the camp home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and they'll end up in each other's beds half the night. It's a wild time up there. I hear.
Yeah, I figure it'll be one of those, like, newfangled bunk beds where, like, the bottom's, like, almost a queen and, the one up top is on, like, a full. Well,
who gets
and,
the bottom?
Well, that's what – but they're going to end up there anyway.
That's probably true. Yeah.
So they may,
especially as twins.
Yeah, they'll start out separate. But
they've been very close for 21 weeks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And getting even closer. The sword fights are just beginning.
Oh, boy.
So
– they actually are. When he says sword fights, I feel them both simultaneously. They're and I'm like, fighting. What are you doing?
No. I've heard stories about Martin and his brother.
That was what's so funny was watching.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You sit there and be looking and tell me.
It is crazy. Yeah. There's two aliens.
You could actually, she was saying, he just kicked the fire out of me with his foot. You could actually see the foot kind of just sticking out of the belly.
He misses it every time.
I'm not ready for that.
Oh, no. That's the coolest thing because she said, hey, here, put your hand up here. And it was.
Well, I know, but like.
I said,
so last
that's
year.
That's what you're putting up with? I said, that don't hurt.
All day, every day. Yeah. Yes, it does hurt.
I said, it don't hurt you? And she said, well, sometimes.
Yeah.
When it gets a little too carried away, yeah.
They're kicked.
Especially when they're in the rib cage.
Yeah, on the rib, you know.
Yeah.
So he's stretching his legs and he's got it against my rib.
They have no regard for mom.
They kick in your innards. But like last year, we were in Chattanooga with the Wheelers right before they had their son. And like we'd be sitting there and I'd look over at Alicia, Jacob's wife, and like you saw like fingers.
Oh, they'd be moving.
Over on the edge. And I'm like, time out now.
Freaked out.
That's weird. Like, I shouldn't be able to see his hand.
Get ready.
And now she's going to run out of real estate here at some point. I mean, she's adding new real estate all the time. I'm proud of her. That's awesome. The cool thing is, for her, it's going to leave. Yeah, me, I'm stuck with it. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
But, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do, like, when one of them, like, wants to high-five or something like while they're in there. That I found that to be the most bizarre looking thing last year whenever I saw Hudson's hand. Like,
no.
I was like, no, man, that ain't right there. Like, no, man.
He's sitting there and he hears.
Yeah.
They don't high-five each other in there.
Literally.
Now, if they start sticking their hand up for a fist bump, that'd be pretty cool. Like, what's up, dog?
So as long as it's not just
come here. Hey, Dad.
Out webbed.
Yeah, I see them.
Come
I see
hey,
them,
Dad.
I see them.
Give me five.
Yeah. Yeah, I see them digits. That's going to get weird.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, we planned this very well. A lot of thought process went into it. You know, she's due October 25th. Not that we hunt or anything, so it's not really, you know.
October's not – you're not busy in October or November.
No, December either. Like, we don't do
that. You ain't got to bother buying a license this year, Martin.
Well, problem is my Arkansas license automatically renewed yesterday, so I'm already in for that one.
He's in for that, boys.
I at least got to go get my $140 worth at some point.
Yeah, that's where you'll head first.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I did ask her the other day. I said, you think you can make it to, like, October the 3rd? That way I can get the first 2 days of bow season in.
Like I have a choice.
You can.
I'm going to do my very best.
You can't keep them in there longer. But if you're like, okay, they're healthy, like, we got the doctor to give us a go-ahead. And we got on the trampoline, started eating spicy foods, going on walks. I was like.
All the things.
Let's get this sucker out of here. That was Lottie. Well, she had to go.
I don't know that the spicy food going to work because every morning this woman right here eats two breakfast burritos that I make, and she covers them with salsa, spicy ranch, and sour cream.
I'm coming to your house tomorrow.
Oh, come on.
I'm drooling. Just
come on. I'm a short.
I just had it this morning.
I'm a short order cook. You just stop by about 7 in the morning. You just tell me how many you want.
Burritos? Yep. I love a breakfast.
With my brother's farm fresh eggs. They good. They look good. I don't know. I ain't ate one yet. I just cook them for her.
I don't give him a chance.
I keep thinking one of these days, like, there'd be
no,
some leftovers.
No, none of these are for you, bud.
No. Yeah. There are no leftovers anymore.
Yeah, that's all I'm in the business of these days, scrambling eggs.
Thank God.
There and there. So, it is what it is.
You know, I was wondering how long it was going to take you to
make a scrambled egg joke?
Yeah.
Or to kind of laugh through the pain? That's where I'm at right now. But
them old Martin boys.
Yeah. Well, I just know this. Like, when my dad passed, all the people that come up, his generation, and, you know, gave their condolences or whatever, that's what him and his brother were known as, was the Martin twins. Here come the Martin twins. Apparently, they was rough.
trouble.
In trouble. I've heard the stories.
Yeah, here comes T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
And I know how firm of a man my grandfather was. It wasn't because they were not disciplined. And my grandmother as well.
Yeah.
So apparently they was a minor bit hard-headed. And if this is a second round of that,
oh boy,
please be with their mother.
Oh. Be with their mother. Because he's going to be fishing.
Help me.
I take one of them fishing.
Take one of them. Oh, both of them.
You're going to take both of them.
Yeah, we'd be have to get on that honey hole bag.
You're going
to
need a bigger boat, Martin.
I just ordered one. It ain't big enough. I might have to get another one. So, yeah, I have a boat for sale in about 2 years, y'all, if y'all anybody looking for one. But, no, here we go.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
About what?
Just hearing the stories that your mom told me about.
My dad? Yeah.
Yeah. That was immediately what popped in my head yesterday when she told me it was two boys. I, like, had flashbacks to your mom's stories. Uh-oh.
How much older is your brother than you?
6 years.
Okay, so that's a pretty big jump.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all still kind of...
We went at it a little
bit. I've heard some stories.
Yeah, we went at it a little bit. But, you know, we ain't went at it a long time. Like, because there was 6 years difference.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't real close.
You were going to lose that fight.
For a while, till I got about 14.
Martin was a big boy at 14. Yeah.
Then I won one, and that was the end of the fight.
Yeah, and then it stopped.
Yeah. I was 0 for life until that one. Then we ain't done it again since. So, well, let's take a next break. We'll be back right after this. I just hope they enjoy the outdoors. That's what everybody asks. You know, I'm not going to force them to do anything they don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Please, God, like hunting and or fishing.
Well, one, I would say.
One of the two.
Yeah. You got a pretty good shot.
Yeah. You got a pretty good chance of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, nobody likes fishing.
You know it's in the genes. Anyway.
Everybody likes catching.
Yeah.
Everybody likes catching.
Yeah, but nowadays, hey, if you go with somebody that's good with electronics.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So with their father being Martin, they'll be like, oh, fishing's the best. Then they'll go by themselves one time and be like, this is really tough.
This is terrible.
Or they can go with their Uncle Jacob.
That's what I'm going to go with that guy. And
that's
like,
not
this
reality.
Is the most fun I've ever had. There's fish everywhere.
Go with Uncle Jacob. Go on Livy's boat and go with Uncle Jacob. But so I hope that they do. That'll be fun if they do. The first thing they're going to learn to do is weed eat.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I got Carter. I got help coming, boys.
No, yeah, of course.
Hey, but Carter ain't to weed eating stage yet. He's a little wiry. He ain't quite able to pick it up. Low muscle tone. but I got him that little electric blower. He get to driveway, porch.
Oh, he loves
no
it.
No problem. He thinks it's fun. I'm like,
but that's 10 minutes saved off your day.
Yep.
There you go.
It's always fun until you figure out it's work. Like, I remember the first time Dad gave me a weed eater, I get to chop stuff in half. I was like, this is awesome. Then I realized.
This is not awesome.
Man, it's heavy. And that stuff hitting your legs hurts.
And it's hot.
And it's hot.
And I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm just thankful, like, that they'll be surrounded by guys like y'all to, and that we are, too, so that we're held accountable as parents, you know. So that's a cool thing. We got a cool structure here where we're at, where we're not going to have any accountability issues like that. That's a cool thing. So, we're ready. It's buckle up. I mean, ready or not, right?
I was about to say, we're as ready as we can.
If you're not ready, you got about 15 weeks to get there.
Hey, no. Nobody's ever ready.
Yeah, you can't be.
No, because it's like the Bible with Jesus, the mystery. Okay, that's what childhood is. You've just stepped into the twilight zone, so to speak. And absolutely. I mean, sometimes you'll think that too when you're having those issues with the children when they won't behave.
We're just going to look at each other.
Oh, no. Yeah, you'll think you're in the twilight zone.
I'm just going to tell them quit acting like a mama.
I make that joke all the time.
He's just trying to get hit. He's just trying to get hit.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I love you, dear.
No, it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
I had a lot of fun with my kids.
Oh, man. No, it's, yeah. Yeah, I don't think you can be ready.
No.
You're not. I wasn't ready when I woke up this morning. I've had
this is on,
eight
old
years,
job,
and
old
I just JT. Wing it every day.
You got a dozen of them.
See what happens.
OJT, on the job training. Once you have them, then, hey, you're stuck with them. You do your best.
And then you figure it out.
You figure it out. That's it.
Well, I've been quiet.
What did they say on yesterday's podcast?
Oh, what man, was, that was a good one.
Yeah. Oh, no. I literally woke up and thought of that, too. What is known
is manageable.
Is manageable.
That's right.
Which is why it's a good thing they told you y'all had two, because if two would have just popped out, that would have been.
Yeah, I do wonder, you know, granted, ours has been a roller coaster. But back in the day, like, you couldn't even go on a ride. Forget the roller coaster. And you were just kind of like, let's see what happens when the day comes of birth. I just wonder the first person that had twins,
back in the day.
I'm just saying.
They probably could figure out, like, well, not like at this stage, but like maybe like 30 weeks. You're like, oh, no, there's 4 feet in here.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, you know, you get down under center, essentially, to get ready to catch these kids, and all of a sudden you're like, well, we got it. And you look back and there's another foot coming. You're like, Okay. All right. You know, so like for us, we've been fortunate.
We got a problem, Houston, or there's another one in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we, you know, we got two cribs already coming and
we got
twos of everything, you know. So it's like, but I couldn't imagine like back in that day, like you're preparing for one
and then
boom, there's two of them. You're like, oh boy.
It's a good time to be, despite what people say, it's a good time to be.
Well, biologically, though, either way, I think we're done. So there's a lot of kids that need a home.
Yeah, we did talk about
adoption. So if we feel the need.
That's a good route, yeah.
If we feel like a third one needs to finish our family or whatever the Lord leads us, puts on our heart, we'll go that route with it. So,
you know. And you got bunk beds.
We're vibing it out first.
Yeah. But we're going to start with these two.
Vibing it out.
These two.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going
to start. Them old Martin boys.
Well, let's take our last break and we'll be back right after
this. I want the name of this podcast episode to be Them Old Martin Boys.
All right. Johnny D, what's
yes,
in that?
Yes, sir.
Go to mailbox.
I got a lot of them.
Babe, I know you're very familiar with this show.
She listens.
Watch it a lot.
Everyone. Every Tuesday and Thursday at 6, she's like, ooh, YouTube time.
Before we go, have you watched one? Full one?
Full, beginning to end.
You can be honest. We don't care. We joke about this all the time. So,
not fully.
Yeah. See.
No offense taken.
Yeah. I also have a little. My attention span is a little.
No, you don't. You don't have to defend it. We always make the joke like we can say whatever we want to about our wives because y'all aren't watching anyway.
You know, I was actually thinking about that because I was like, should I start listening?
No, you're
don't. We've never talked about you or your shortcomings or anything about it.
Now is not a good time to start. You're way too far back. It's not
here in the duck call room.
Yeah.
Just let it be.
that's hilarious. No, I got. You know what's funny? I was reading them this morning. Life advice, frustration during home projects. And I was like, what a great day to have Brittany and Martin on.
Oh, okay.
Grady from Catoosa, Oklahoma. He says he loves the advice portion of the show and he's in need of some. I find that sometimes I get frustrated easily, like we all do, when I do home projects or when I'm trying to fix things around our house. I have a wife, son, and a daughter. And I don't want them to see or notice when I get frustrated while trying to fix what should be easy projects. I also don't ever want to be short with anyone while working on these projects, but at times I feel like I am. Any advice on lowering frustration?
Yeah, I'll give you mine, okay? Some men are not fixers, okay? I am one of them.
Also.
So look.
I'm a breaker, not a fixer.
Here's my deal. Here's my advice to you. You may not be a fixer. Because if you have trouble with your fixing, okay? Because, like, if I try to fix something, I should have just went ahead and hired the plumber or the...
Call a plumber.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I'm going to tear up twice what they're going to have to fix.
Yeah. Here,
so you may not be a fixer.
This is where our friends over at YouTube come in extremely handy.
Yeah, you go.
Odds are there are videos that will show you how to fix it. There's some stuff I've learned in the past couple of years. It's one of the things that always aggravated me growing up. My dad could fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
No.
It didn't matter.
And he could weld.
He was a carpenter, electrician, plumber, pipe fitter. He could do it all.
And he was taught that from childhood.
And I got none of that.
Yeah.
My brain works the complete opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me some numbers, give me some facts, let me crunch it all together, and everything is good. Give me a hammer and nails and I'm in trouble.
I'm going to hurt myself.
Like, I called his dad anytime we needed to do something in the house. I didn't. But he's right here, but I called his dad.
So the one trait I did get from my father is he was a terrible teacher because he knew how to do it. And he didn't want it to slow him down because he had another thing he needed to be working on.
Do we have the same dad?
Probably.
My dad can't weld. That's the only difference.
So he was, and I have that same, if I know how to do it, just please get out of my way. I don't want to take the time to teach you. Mm-hmm. Those days are about to change. I understand that. I've never had to do that up until this point. But, yeah, like, that used to aggravate me. But he could fix it, and I can't. And I'm like, Si, I fully agree. Either get well-versed in YouTube on the things that you need to fix, or hire it done, or you probably have a buddy that can help you. Yeah. And maybe they have a little more patience and can show you how to fix it.
And all of that is frustrating you, dude.
Yeah.
So, hey, the frustration is not worth it.
Frustrating?
Amen. Yeah, because that's not word. That's the Goblin says it all the time.
My dad says it. He found out like a couple months ago.
Well, I probably, I ain't real smart in the English language.
Oh, you're brilliant.
But, hey, look, if it's frustrating you, hey, go ahead and hire somebody to do it and pay him. That's worth it.
You said it should be an easy project. It might be time for you to say, this ain't easy for me. Because, the other day, my dad's phone was messed up. I took it, fixed it, because I can do those sorts of things. I'm real good at that. I'll take a PlayStation part and put it back together because I'm weird, and I can fix a computer or anything like that. But if the kitchen sink has a problem, I just don't even know where to start.
Yeah. Lost.
It's over there in the kitchen. Now what?
Yeah.
So
I found it.
My porch is falling apart, man. I can't, hammer nail, I guess. And it's going to look terrible if I do it.
Yeah.
So, I think Si's right. Grady, might not be a fixer.
And her dad's the same way.
Yeah, dad's the same way.
He's a fireman for the Nashville Fire Department, and he can fix
anything.
He can build anything out of wood you want. And that kind of stuff frustrates me to no end. Because it is so difficult for me. And there's not a lot in my life that has been difficult. But that stuff is very difficult for me. And it just, it crawls on me. And then I get mad, just like him. I'll do the same thing. I'll go through the same stages that boy's talking about. So, good news is you're human.
Normal.
It's okay.
Totally normal.
Yeah, it is okay. But I had a guy one time, and I'll leave it at this. That our ice maker on our refrigerator.
Ugh.
It ain't worked in 5 years.
That thing's the worst. I used to hear stories about that all the time, Brittany.
Yeah, when it first started going out, I hired a guy to come show me how to fix it, what to do. And I paid him for his time, but then he showed me. And then, so I kept it working until I just finally got so frustrated with it, I wanted to beat it with a hammer.
And I do tend to do that.
So I let it go. But I'll pay somebody to show me how to do it.
And I'll try and sit there and watch them fix it. That way, if it happens again, I might
have a chance. I can hand them screwdrivers and tools and pliers. Oh, you need something out your truck? The fence, Mr. Paul.
The fence.
I sat out there with Mr. Paul all day helping him fix my fence after the hurricanes last year. And now I have a basic understanding of how to fix my fence gate if something were to go wrong. But I paid him for his time. And he was happy to do it. And so maybe you just need to do that. Hire somebody that you know or you can talk to that will show you.
Yep.
But be prepared.
You don't have to.
Training ain't free. Don't expect a buddy deal. Pay them for their time. That's totally cool. They have a skill set that we don't. So.
I like it. You got time for another?
No, let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up, ladies and gentlemen. Emily, we'll probably get to you on the next episode because I really liked your email. All right. I got a Bible verse. It starts with the word two because it's the twin episode. And them old Martin boys, I can see them using this verse often. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though they may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. And this is where you parents come in. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
There we go.
Them two twins going to have each other for life.
It's a bond.
It is a bond.
That's awesome. Look,
send us out of here, Martin.
Thank y'all for joining us
with another announcement.
Babe, thank you for joining us today. But right now.
Yeah, Brittany, hold on. Before that, Brittany, you were awesome. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks. I had fun with you guys.
So right now, stay tuned for some free bonus episode footage from our friends over at Duck Family Treasure, Si's new TV show. It is available on Fox Nation. You can get it anywhere, download it, stream it, whenever you want to watch it. It's there for you. Look, and military, first responders, all that crew.
It's free.
Get a free subscription for a year from our friends over at Fox Nation. That's Hope awesome. You enjoy. We'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call.
We out of here.
Hey, this is a big announcement, boys.
Well, we can't hear you unless you get in front of the mic.
Well, hey,
I want to get your attention.
Well, you got it.
Hey, look, the announcement is Jeff Plateau and Jess have finally come to their senses and are leaving Texas and returning back to their roots to rejoin the family here in West Monroe, Louisiana. Jeppa has returned.
Jeppica.
Hallelujah.
I miss my home. I miss the mud and I miss my family.
Welcome back. You know what that means? More treasure hunts for you.
I know.
That's why you came back, tell the truth.
It's a big part of it.
And the women are throwing a welcome home party.
I'm down for a party.
You are all invited cordially. Not just invited, cordially.
But hey, look, I got a letter the other day. From a young man. Hi, Uncle Si, Mr. Murray, Mr. Jace, and Mr. Jip. I'm 11-year-old, just started treasure hunting. I usually go back in my backyard down by the creek. If you could go anywhere to treasure hunt, where would you actually go? Your friend Timothy Hemberger.
Bucket list hunt. I would say I'd like to go over to England. Because over there, you'll find a coin that might just say, like, four.
From England? Yeah. From the BK?
No, I think it's the UK.
UK? Okay. Yeah. Well, I knew it was a K in it.
Yeah.
Right, there you go. Right.
Easy. I'd like to go to Jamaica, man.
Pirates.
Or Turks and Caicos. Or just anywhere where there's a beach.
What about it, Murray?
Man, my holy grail is Delhi, Louisiana.
Well, Murray, you can do that on the way home.
Why would you want to go there?
Jesse James.
Jesse James.
Well, I thought Jesse James operated in Missouri.
He did.
With the hole in the wall gang.
Yeah, absolutely. But when it got too hot up there, when the posse was getting close, they came down. Yeah. He had relatives in Delhi. Well, it was Deerfield at the time, Delhi. But that's where he came to lay up. And, hey, he might have buried something. One coin from Jesse James would be the best find we've made. Just one.
Well, that's the deal. We'll go try to find wherever Jesse James was going to and fro. Do you have any ideas about that?
Oh, yeah. According to my research, the treasure is located just a couple of miles from Poverty Point. Y'all been there?
I've seen it in like fourth grade, but I really don't remember much.
It's just right here in our back door.
I've driven by it. I've actually never stopped in.
It's an over 3,000-year-old late archaic site originally built by Native Americans. It's awesome.
I mean, the way you're talking, this sounds like something I need to see.
It's a win-win. Yeah. We get to see this awesome place and celebrate its history, and we maybe find Jesse James's treasure.
Now you're speaking my language.
Well, I'm in. Let's go. I'm ready to go right now. You in?
Yeah. We're going for the gusto.